Post-game show continuing from the March and Crane Centrium in Red Deer. The Blades beating the Rebels 5-2 tonight. Live interview segment now on. And I'm joined by head coach Dan DeSilva, who's pretty happy with his teams tonight. And I can't say I blame him. Three goals in the first 8 minutes. You guys looked like you were shot out of a cannon in that opening period. And it showed with what you were able to put together in the first period.
Yeah, I loved our start. We've been on the wrong side of that 3-0 lead multiple times this season, so it's good to be on the right side for once. But no, to your point, like, I like the way we started. We started with the purpose. We did all the things that we need to do to have success. We were getting pucks deep. You know, we were winning puck battles, winning races. Our forecheck was outstanding in, you know, terms of turning pucks over and getting it back, and then spending time off in the offensive zone. Then we had a shot mentality, which is extremely important. We had guys around the net. We had traffic in front of their goalie's eyes, and I think that's why we were able to get up the three in that first period. So 17 shots on that is awesome. It's a good start and something to build off of.
And it extended not just with a guy here and there. It was the entire team, all four lines. And, I mean, even the fourth line with two APs and Tristan Mitchell McElhone. I thought they were among your better lines tonight.
Yeah, those guys were great. They did exactly what we asked them to do. We talked to Adam and Jagger before the game and just asked them to keep it simple and you know, spend as much time in the offensive zone as they can. They're offensive players, you know, in their respective leagues. They have some gifts, and why not just try and use those, right, and not worry about defending. So they did a good job buying into the way that we wanted them to play, and they earned trust, and they got more minutes from doing that. So happy for them, happy for Jagger to get his first goal in the Western Hockey League. And let me just say, isn't it fitting, Les, on your 6-7 birthday,
number 67
scores,
yeah,
his first goal.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's I hadn't even thought of that. Well put. But I mean, I'll bet you can't wipe the smile off his face.
No, and he's such a good kid. Like, he's always got a little smirk on his face, a smile on his face. So happy for him. He's been up, you know, a few times over the last couple of years, and that's obviously a big goal, a special moment for him in his life.
I like the defensive play as well. I mean, you got what you get out of Braden Klimke. Isaac Pohl, I mean, he's obviously hurting. There's no two ways. He seems to be hobbled a little bit still by that hamstring pull that he had. But then Caden Allen has come in, and it looks like he's giving you some valuable minutes as well on the back end.
Yeah, and so just starting with Isaac, like, he's playing through multiple injuries,
yeah,
right now. You know, he's not just the hamstring. It's the hand, dislocated finger. And yeah, so he's just, but he's a warrior. You know, he does everything we ask him to do. He's still out there blocking shots, playing hard, playing the right way. He's a leader on our team. And then, yeah, Caden Allen, you know, he's coming along, and it takes time still. How many games did he play with us? He's under 10 still? Or
yeah, I think he got to his 10th tonight.
Yeah, and so coming over, that's
ninth,
not
actually.
Nine, yeah. So coming over, it's not easy in a trade, and then injuries and illnesses and all these things. And he's starting to get his feet a little wet now. You know, he's understanding our systems, and you just saw him, like, as the game wore on, he got better and better. So that's good to see.
Can you do this again tomorrow night, though, in Calgary against a team that you kind of owe a little bit?
We do, and they didn't play tonight, so they're sitting there waiting for us, and that's a challenge in itself. But they're a good team, and you know, so are we when we play the way that we can. So we are going to have revenge on our mind, and we know that we have to come out the same way we did tonight. And when we get away and teams make pushbacks, just finding a way to get back to that game as quickly as we can, because we know we can have success when we play that way.
Coach, thanks for this. I've got Elias waiting outside. He had a strong game tonight. So thanks for this, and we'll see you on the downstairs for the hamburgers.
Don't turn me off yet. Just want to say happy birthday to you on the air. Okay,
thank
buddy?
You very right. much. I appreciate that.
All the best.
Yeah, we'll
thanks,
try. Liz. Thanks, Dan. Thank you. Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades. All right, we're